Hey, girl. What's up with you?
Wait a minute. Is this the right number?
It's, the loser line.
Come on. Just call me back.
If you haven't heard the loser line before, it works like this. Let's say somebody approaches you while you're out at the club and uses this charming pickup line. Hey there, pretty lady. I have a question for you. Are you a cornfield? Because I'm stalking you.
Get it? My God.
Corn stalks. Uh-huh. Well, whatever you do, resist the urge to deep fry his McNuggets and instead tell him that you think he's physically and emotionally attractive, and that's when you give him the number to the loser line.
Yeah.
So hopefully he leaves you an awkward voicemail that we can play on the air. Voicemails like this one.
Next message.
Hi, it's I've been thinking about you all day at my desk here, and I just wanted to, call and say hey, say that I'd love to go out again. You're the most interesting woman I've met in a long time. I don't meet a lot of interesting women. So, let's get together again and have a great conversation. Give me a call. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Next message.
I thought that was just fine.
Is that really weird?
I think being an interesting woman is a really nice compliment.
Yeah, but then I don't meet a lot of interesting women. That's not a good thing.
I think it's a nice compliment, but it's weird to give the location where you've been thinking about somebody.
Yeah,
I've been thinking about you all day, but it just sounded creepy. I've been thinking about you all day at my desk.
I don't know why. Yeah.
Just kind of sounded weird to me.
Yeah.
And you're just like, well, what have you been doing at your desk?
Exactly.
Next message.
So you seemed, from last night, you seemed pretty chill at the bar, and I'm going to an this weekend. It's a great time. I went to it about 3 weeks ago, a great group of people. Just wanted to see if you wanted to come along. I think you'd be great. I think you'd really get along with everybody there. If you could let me know soon, probably need to know by the end of the day, today, maybe tomorrow morning. But let me know if you're game, and if you could just get tested by this Friday, that'd be amazing. Okay, bye.
Next message.
Oh my
See,
God.
Now that message to me sounded completely normal.
Yeah,
I don't know, just difference of opinion, I guess.
So blunt.
And I like how he goes to one of those, and he knows that everybody's great people. I mean, are you really having a lot of deep conversations with these people while things are going on? Because I feel like you're probably not talking about much.
No, not really.
Probably a lot of very giving people there, and sometimes that signifies a nice person, so maybe. Here's another message from the loser line.
First unheard message.
Hey, what's up? It's I'm so sorry that I had to leave so fast last night. There was a guy that I saw that I owe a little bit of money to, so I had to get out of there, but it's not a lot. So anyways, just give me a call, and we'll hang out sometime.
Next message.
Okay.
Hey, his ankles aren't broken, we don't think, right?
Yeah.
So, can't be
we'll
that
hang
much
out,
money.
And, you know, unless I see another guy that I owe money to. I owe money all around. If you could pay on the date, that'd be sweet well. Probably won't pay you back, but that would be nice.
That'd be great.
Or pay for your date, but it's cool, man.
Remember, if you want to get the loser line phone number, all you have to do is text the word loser, L-O-S-E-R, to 78592.
Next message.
Hey, I'm just calling to say I'm so sorry I threw a drink in your face. I thought that you stole my phone after you put your number in, and I forgot that I actually had given it to my friend, forgot to remind me, and so really it's fault. Let's go out.
Next message.
Talk about
that one escalated great fast for him, didn't
Dang.
It?
Great timing in giving somebody the loser line number. You give it to them, and then before you know it, they're throwing a drink in your face. You're like, that's the most appropriate loser line ever.
Totally.
Here's another message.
Next message.
Hey, it's Jess again. I'm not sure if you got my last message, but I'm actually at the box office, and I was just going to pick up the tickets I told you about. I'm super excited, and it's selling out, so I don't know if you get this. I hope you're on the way. I know you didn't actually confirm, but I figured since I left you the message. Anyways, again, the showtime is tonight at 8. I'm really excited.
Next message.
Oh, my God.
Well, hopefully she got to go with a friend.
Who just still meets people at 8 o'clock? Like, even my best friend, I confirm with her 8 times via text message before. And then I'm like, I'm 10 minutes away. Yeah. I'm 5 minutes away. I'm 2 minutes away.
Right. Well, she left a message. I mean, that's pretty much confirmation on her end.
I don't even check my voicemails anymore.
Can't believe that jerk didn't show up.
Wow.
Next message.
Hey, from the other night. Hey, listen, real quick, it's not a biggie. I got a parole hearing at like 3:30. But after that, I'm totally free. So, not a big deal. Seriously, it's mostly nonviolent crime deal. But 3:30, I'll be out there about 4:30. They sometimes. So let's just call it 5. Let's call it 5, and I'll be free. All right.
End of messages.
Okay.
How did that guy get the loser line phone number? He sounds awesome.
You guys, it was mostly nonviolent. So
yeah.
Totally.
Like at the end of it, there was a little bit of violence.
Yeah,
just a little bit.
Tiny bit.
But mostly not. And majority counts, right?
Remember, listen to the loser line regularly on Mondays at 7:10 and 9:10 if you don't have a parole hearing to go to.
Yeah, right.
All right. Your phone tap's coming up right after this.